Unit 1. Exercise. Wir erinnern uns an die Question Tags oder Frageanhängsel, die dem Deutschen nicht wahr entsprechen. That was sheer serendipity, wasn't it? Das war doch ein reiner Glückszufall, nicht wahr? Wir üben diese Frageanhängsel in einem Drei-Phasen-Drill. Während man im Deutschen immer das gleiche Anhängsel benutzen kann, ändert es sich im Englischen entsprechend der Form des Satzbeginns. Hören Sie vorweg ein Beispiel. Erstens, Sie hören:
This passage is from Cicero.
Zweitens, Sie sagen in die Sprechpause:
This passage is from Cicero, isn't it?
Drittens, Sie hören die richtige Lösung. This passage is from Cicero, isn't it? So, und jetzt hängen Sie die Frageanhängsel an.
The word is in the dictionary.
The word is in the dictionary, isn't it?
It was actually quite simple.
It was actually quite simple, wasn't it?
You've solved this problem.
You've solved this problem, haven't you?
Dad has always been good at maths.
Dad has always been good at maths, hasn't he?
They had to translate a Latin text.
They had to translate a Latin text, didn't they?
I explained it to you.
I explained it to you, didn't I?
The translation looks good.
The translation looks good, doesn't it?
We could all do with some serendipity.
We could all do with some serendipity, couldn't we?
That really would be something.
That really would be something, wouldn't it?